Tired of the hassle and risks of manual fruit cutting? Let me introduce our partners over at Supercut System, the automated solution that enhances safety, quality, and efficiency. Cut up to 120 perfect citrus wedges per minute, 6 times faster than manual. Patented technology delivers consistent slices, reducing waste and eliminating plastic. The contactless hygienic design lowers contamination risk and workplace injuries. Supercut integrates seamlessly for any volume, improve profitability and customer experience. Experience the power of automation with Supercut. Get started today at supercut.com and be sure to ask about their risk-free trials.
Elevate your dining experience with Rack Porcelain USA. As the exclusive tableware brand for the Walk and Talk podcast, Rack combines exceptional craftsmanship with innovative design. Whether you're a chef, a restaurant owner, or a food enthusiast, Rack's high-quality porcelain products will enhance every meal. Discover the artistry of food presentation and make every dining occasion special. Visit RackPorcelain.com today and see how Rack can transform your table. Chefs and food buyers, let me tell you about a product that will generate new excitement on your menu. Fully cooked, pasture-raised, all-natural Australian lamb from Aussie Select. Their award-winning, handcrafted, innovative products are blended with the finest spices and amazing flavors. Options include agave rosemary, tikka masala, lamb pastrami, and lamb prime rib roast. Available sliced or whole with a long shelf life too. Find out more at AussieSelect.com.
Tired of the hassle and risks of manual fruit cutting? Let me introduce our partners over at Supercut System, the automated solution that enhances safety, quality, and efficiency. Cut up to 120 perfect citrus wedges per minute, 6 times faster than manual. Patented technology delivers consistent slices, reducing waste and eliminating plastic. The contactless hygienic design lowers contamination risk and workplace injuries. Supercut integrates seamlessly for any volume. Improve profitability and customer experience. Experience the power of automation with Supercut. Get started today at supercut.com and be sure to ask about their risk-free trials.
All right, this is the Walk and Talk Podcast, and I am your host, Carl Fiadini. We are at the World Food Championship here in Dallas, Texas. This is the last day, and let me tell you something, in retrospect, what a damn good time we have been having, meeting all kinds of great people, seeing how everybody's working in the clutch, working together, the camaraderie, I'm digging it, I am loving it. Chef Jefferson is on the board today, and he's hardly talking, he's been working.
It's a miracle.
It's a miracle you can even speak. What in the hell? It's a miracle you can even speak.
I didn't last night.
I know. It's like Wolfman Jack in the house. It's like that, man.
I would not be able to do that right now.
I know. All right. So check it out. We got Sean Pooch Rivera on the mic.
Hello.
Yes. 504, man.
Indeed.
504 in the house.
But we have a special guest right here sitting next to me on my right. We have the Scott Green.
Yeah,
from Dat Sauce. Oh, my goodness.
985, man.
In the house. Hey. All right, so hold on. Let me just do this real quick. Okay, so we're talking Dat Sauce. Now, I was not familiar with this brand right here prior to this event. Now, I will tell you something, and I mean this sincerely. And if anybody who knows me that sees me talking here in this, I don't BS with any of this stuff. If I'm telling you something is good, it is good. And this is good. So, we're going to talk
about... It's not only good, it's magical.
No, seriously.
It's really fantastic.
Listen, sincerely, and I don't BS. I shoot straight. I don't bring people on and talk about stuff that I don't believe in. Okay? That's the first things first. From the first, like, little dip with the taste, I was just like, holy wow, where has this been all my life?
Oh, hell yeah.
Then I mean that sincerely. Like, we were eating a lot of this. And when we went to your place, you know, on one of the nights there, And, you know, Jeffrey.
Cut through a colony where I had to throw it down. Yeah. These guys.
Yeah, dude. Let me tell you something. I have never eaten. That was crawfish, right?
Soft shell crab. They're soft shell crawfish.
I have never eaten that before in that application. And then when this was all, you know, after we had the ketchup on there, that ketchup and then the other one, the spicy. Wow. I mean, I'm really digging it.
And what Efren did, too. Remember when he put the mayonnaise and made it like a rum and lard?
Oh, he made some concoction.
I looked at him like, what'd you do? He's like, mayonnaise. I'm like, oh, it's brilliant.
Brilliant. Simple, you know, like, wow. Anyhow, sir?
Yes.
Wonderful, wonderful job.
Well, thank you.
I know you told me the story, and I want you to take about 30 seconds. Talk about where this came to be.
We need to intro him.
I did already. Yeah, I do.
Scott Green from That's Us, Louisiana.
It's the last day, folks.
He deserves two intros, and you got it. How you like that?
And a marching band.
Yeah, we did. I remember now.
You got the Louisiana band coming through, right?
They are coming through.
Okay.
St. Aug, Marching 100.
Oh, yeah. Scott.
Yes.
Go ahead and what's the airplane view breakdown of how, because I know it was like a family thing. It was like a whole.
So. That, you know, typically when people see that, they think the Saints, you know, who that? My cousin, his name is Don Abner Tabor, and in high school they called him Dat for short. So that's where the name came from. The recipe came from my cousin trying to duplicate his wife's grandfather's recipe, which they called Pop Sauce. So for 10 years, you know, Pops wanted to teach it to him. He said, oh, no, I'll just get it from you. But he watched. And then when Pops passed away, you know, they ran out of sauce. He tried to start duplicating it. And every year he would make a batch and give it to the family. And say, oh, it's good, but it's not quite Pop Sauce. So after 10 years, he finally said, you know, through frustration, this isn't Pop Sauce. This is Dat Sauce. So that's where the name came from. That's where the recipe came from. And then we also have a ketchup. So when, you know, I used to be a big ketchup guy, I'd start putting Dat Sauce in my ketchup. And mixing them, and that's how I would eat it. And I said, well, why not make a dat ketchup? So that's where the ketchup came from.
You know, the ketchup, I don't know which one I like more, but I think me personally, that has more applications in my life on an everyday, and I could dig it. I get down with this. I'm for this, okay?
Oh, yeah. So, you know, when I cook, a lot of times I'll do a combination of the two, and I always, you know, put a little honey or a little syrup, you know, something sweet. But, you know, a meatloaf, that ketchup on a meatloaf, chili, spaghetti.
Yeah.
And, you know, just so you know, people think hot sauce, you know, we have a hot sauce that doesn't taste like a hot sauce. We have a ketchup that doesn't taste like a ketchup. It has its own little unique, and they're healthy because, you know, we're whipping this up in our, we don't know about chemicals. We just throwing all this stuff in there, and it came out, you know, so.
Well, again, amazing stuff. Where do they find? How can they find it?
So we're in 3,000 to 4,000 grocery stores nationwide, mostly along the Gulf Coast. But we just got in a bunch of Kroger's, in the Mid Atlantic. You know, from Texas, the Delta Mid Atlantic region. Kroger's.
Are we in Florida? Are we in Florida?
Florida, Winn-Dixie, Florida. I know Rouse's.
All
I mean, there's a bunch. I used to know them all, but you know, we got to the point where I can't, you know.
I don't know. I get it.
Shout out to Rouse's, who's making their way into Florida, finally infiltrating to Florida.
Yeah, they're a good grocery store.
Very much so. Home of Louisiana.
Yeah, and Kroger's was a great one. H-E-B was probably our first chain grocery store we went in, and it was the easiest. You know, I called the lady up, you know, can I send you some samples? Sure, you know. And we want to put you in our Cajun set. So, you know, if you go in there and it's not on the, you know, with the ketchup and hot sauce, you know, ask them for the Louisiana section. That's where it'll be.
Do you have to say Cajun?
If you go to a grocery store, then they don't have it. Start raising hell. You know, get kicked out of there. Say, I'm not leaving till you.
I'm going to fight for you. Yeah. I dig it. I feel like everybody should have this. I really believe it, man. And
from a chef's perspective, it's amazing. And the combo with the soft shell crawfish, and this was, I truly believe from the heart, mind, and soul that this stole the whole World Food Championship. It stole the show.
Yeah.
A lot of great champions here, a lot of great recipes and food that was executed, but the simplicity of fried soft shell crawfish and that sauce The line was around a quarter, ladies and gentlemen. I wish you could have seen it.
So we had the Louisiana, well, he's a multi-Louisiana world gumbo champion Wednesday night. He came in here and cooked seafood gumbo for everyone. And then we had LTE soft shell crawfish. They came in, and I mean, I don't know how many, but they were nonstop.
Yeah, well, I ate 7 pounds. I can tell you I ate 7 pounds.
Yeah, at your house.
Yeah.
No, I didn't eat at the house. You
know, so. No, I had 7 pounds.
House, you definitely did.
And to my knowledge, he's the only one that does it. I mean, it's a little process. And he's a great guy, you know, real down to earth, real modest. You wouldn't know. He doesn't try to push himself on anyone, but you know, he told me he was having, you know, this was kind of a slow year for him. I said, well, man, why don't you come, you know, showcase your stuff at the, you know, I'll set you up and you can give some samples. These are all chefs. They're going to want it. Mm-hmm. There's no ifs, ands, and buts about it. You know, to me, if I'm serving a crawfish étouffée.
I was thinking the same thing.
And you have one of those fried, one of those little crispy fried soft shell. Yeah.
Oh, maybe three or four.
Well, one's going to make you want another one for sure.
You know, I want to. I just want to say that, you know, I tell you what, we've been to a lot of after parties and a lot of things where we got to promo a lot of products. And not to say that we've been party animals, but, you know, we got to go to cook and eat at a lot of people's homes and, you know, sponsors and all of the above. I tell you what, I never felt more at home and more loved and embraced than when we went to your home here. Uh-huh. And it was just an amazing time to be with all the chefs from all over the world, Venezuela, Dubai, you know, all over the world, guys. And this is just an amazing experience for me, not only to be on this podcast here, but at the same time to experience the love and to showcase the bounty of Louisiana to the world. And we haven't really been able to do that a lot. I mean, we do, but it's through Mardi Gras. It's through Jazz Festival. It's not really through a one single product. And you being here with that sauce, it's just an amazing opportunity for you, but amazing opportunity for everyone to taste our flavor and you know, our robust culinary lineage, you know?
Yeah, well, one of the things that's, you know, kind of hard to explain is the culture and the people. Because, you know, if you came down to Louisiana, we hopped in a boat and we took a ride. You know, y'all did it right. You know, y'all showed up at the house with lamb chops, beer, juicer.
I'm a Louisiana boy. I'm not going to come empty-handed.
Hey, y'all welcome to my house anytime.
Hey, Scott, this is walk and talk, all right? And that's how we roll. Okay, this is how we get down.
That's always been a marketing strategy of mine. Like, you know, I was in the oil field, and the way I was successful, very successful in the oil field, and it was through building relationships, you know, the food, the camaraderie, and the same thing in the food industry. I went into the food industry, and, you know, the military is our biggest customer. And, you know, when, you know, you have 300 plus people trying to get to the handful of people that make all of the decisions, it's real challenging. So what we did, we said, well, let's do an after party. We went to one of their food shows, and, you know, at 8:30, everything shuts down, and people are looking for something to do. So let's do a little after party. So, you know, we had food, music, alcohol, and our very first one, we had the little suite up at the top, and you had to have a key to get in. So Chef Kern and I, we each, had 25 keys, and we went around and invited all the, you know, we're having
smart.
Y'all come up, bring a friend. And, you know, and next thing you know, they all knew me, us. I didn't necessarily know them, but they knew who we were, and we've been doing that for I guess 6 years now.
So while what you're saying is a sound marketing strategy and also sincere, I will tell you that, see that guy right there?
Yeah.
Servant leader. You see this cat right here?
504.
Servant leader. 504. And you know, listen, I'm not ever going to go nowhere and be empty-handed, right? Yeah. So one way or the other, you know, when you invited us to kind of spend some time with you and your peeps, your people, we were like, hey, well, what can we do? And we have to, you know, represent who we are. So marketing aside, these guys, this is what they do, right? I'm the one that kind of put the vehicle together for people like this to showcase what they do and to bring what they do to cats like you. So that's kind of who we are.
Oh,
right. So it worked out really well in the most organic, natural way possible. So for me, I look at things as it's just meant to be that way. right?
Oh yeah.
That's how that's the perception that the perspective that we come from.
I'll add to that, because as a person that loves marketing, what you're doing is you're doing it so organically, and you're doing it so kind of like nonchalantly, but you're also doing it sincerely.
Right.
Because, as we've said throughout this entire event, food is a meeting that brings people together. We walked into that house, that Airbnb. We had no idea who anyone was except you and Bridget London. That was it. By the time we left, and we all talked about it on the car way home, we had new family members.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And that was beautiful. And that's what I love about Louisiana. The people of Louisiana, I've never had a run-in with anybody from Louisiana that wasn't just sweet and sincere. And, I used to work with a woman named Christy Chabert, and she's like, babe, how you doing today? And I'm like, I'm doing great. Thank you. And it's just that love, and the smile is so infectious,
Well, if you want to fight, try to take that gumbo.
And nowadays it's going to be that sauce. Don't take that sauce.
Don't touch that sauce. I love it. Oh, my goodness.
Love.
All right, so listen, we were talking a little bit earlier, and you have some relationships, and we have some brands here on the table, and I know it's something you feel strongly about, and it's something you kind of want to put out into the universe there. What you got here?
So when we decided to do the World Food Championships, we came last year and did a chicken sausage gumbo for the veterans. Mike asked us to come do it. We did it, and that was my very first experience with culinary food competition and the World Food Championship. So it was a great platform, and all these chefs, and I always believed the way to get our product into the, like I said, we don't have $1 million for a Super Bowl commercial, but if we can get into people's mouths, we know they're gonna like it. It's all it's hard not to. It's all natural, low sodium, low sugar, all the good stuff you want in a product. But when we came here, we decided we wanted to be, and he asked us if we would like to be the Louisiana State partner. I was like, sounds like a bunch of work, but yeah, we'll do it. And our goal was to represent Louisiana. Not, that sauce would be represent, but the goal was, the big picture was Louisiana products. So all of our chefs from Louisiana, we even had one from Alabama, but he won the Great American Seafood Cook-Off at the Louisiana Restaurant Association. So, he was a king. How can you not have the king on your team? So we and he's a great guy. He stuck it out through the end. He's just leaving right now, but he's helped us out. They prepared some amazing food last night. I know I sent one of y'all the pictures, but they were, they were on time last night.
Really?
Chef Amanda did the scallops.
I didn't see any.
Chef Efren, he was on time. I couldn't even pronounce some of the stuff he was making last night, some of those sauces. But like I said yesterday, he's the professor. He loves teaching.
Shout out to Chef Efren.
But absolutely. So the Louisiana Seafood Board, they gave us some money, and we used that to put up all the chefs, nice Airbnbs and the Cajun Coast, who they promote tourism and stuff. They gave us some money, and I gave that to each one of the chefs for spending money to help. I didn't want this to be a burden on anyone, and I figured if I can promote them, all the chefs, the restaurants, the hotels that they put, then it's a win-win for everybody, because I know we're gonna get our share of when you're dishing out free food, but everybody's coming by to especially some of the stuff we had, the seafood gumbo from went the best in the world, soft shell crawfish where you can't get it anywhere in the world. We had king cakes from Louisiana, king cakes. We had
cheesecakes as well.
How are we going to get soft shell?
I'm sorry, not king cakes. Cheesecakes. You're right. Louisiana cheesecake.
Chefs and food buyers, let me tell you about a product that will generate new excitement on your menu. Fully cooked, pasture raised, all natural Australian lamb from Aussie Select. Their award-winning, handcrafted, innovative products are blended with the finest spices and amazing flavors. Options include agave rosemary, tikka masala, lamb pastrami, and lamb prime rib roast. Available sliced or whole with a long shelf life too. Find out more at AussieSelect.com.
How are we getting that in Tampa?
I think we know a guy
very easily.
And soft shell. I think we know a guy.
Oh, we can hook it up. We can make it happen.
Okay.
We need to get in the distribution.
Seriously, like that was
like we need to find somebody to bring. Maybe Tom.
Maybe
Tom can bring that in.
Oh yeah, that would be perfect.
Because he does the smoke. Yeah, smokes fish dip and all that stuff.
Yes, indeed.
That's a good. That's a great thing. Here's another thing too with the connections we have as the network, helping him with that soft shell. Yeah, crawfish. Where has that been all my life?
Oh, seriously.
And it's an unknown because he's never did social media. You know, he doesn't have any of that. He just, you know, he had a group of restaurants that he supplied.
But who is that? Where does that come from? What is it? Any one of these?
No. It's LTE soft shell crawfish. You know, so if you had to Google it, that's what you Google and look it up. And
I want to be friends with LTE.
Oh, you know, for those listening right now, soft shell crawfish is how any crustacean is going to molt and it's going to lose its shell and build a new shell. Well, you can kind of with the new wave of kind of understanding that process, you're going to be able to, when you're a professional at it, you can control when they do molt, and that's how you can establish an all-year-round soft-shell crawfish.
And they molt up to 13 times.
A year?
A year,
really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then when they stop, they stop. So,
wow.
All right. Look, I want to do something with those people specifically. Yeah.
You want to eat?
I do. I want that. That's not bad for you, right? I mean, that's not unhealthy.
It depends on how you're doing it. But here's the thing: like you guys were talking about,
crawfish is not unhealthy.
No, well, it's got cholesterol, just like shrimp does, and the crustaceans and stuff like that. You will have it, but I look at it what you guys were talking about earlier with that etouffee. Normally, you get that. It's no offense to anybody. It's the frozen crawfish meat, and you defrost it. You lose so much of that yumminess. But if you were to use that, and then like you were talking, Chef Pooch, is that having that crunch, that's another layer of texture.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
And
there's no dirt and mess.
Seriously, that soft shell crawfish, and you bread them up, and you fry them up.
Yeah, but how do we bread them up?
And with the chiwis.
Oh, we bread them up with
holy
chiwis.
Man, this was
such
like
a great Louisiana connection. I wish everybody could have been there to see that. It was amazing.
I'm leaving here with some kind of sort of Southern Louisiana spin talking draw, you know, like draw whatever. I don't know what you call it, but I'm leaving here with one, baby. You know,
come on, survive.
come on, survive, man.
You know one thing else. I'm sorry to interrupt you guys, but I just wanted to showcase something that I love to see. And it's something that everybody, there's this mystic thing. You can go to France and you can get their version of it. But when you come to Louisiana, particularly Western Louisiana, you can get something. And it's one of my favorite things. And now, honestly, the soft shell crawfish is up there too as well. But boudin. Oh, and to watch these gentlemen here try boudin and their eyes light up, and it's like, where have you been all my life type of reaction. And thank you for bringing Best Stop By, the best in the business, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
And thank you for enlightening the world on boudin and on all Louisiana products. But it's just so great to see people try something they never tried. They've seen on TV. They've heard the folklore. And then when they get it, it's just, man, it's one of the most fulfilling feelings I get when I see people enjoying the bounty of Louisiana.
I just want to go, where can you, what you, off in the green room before we got on, Scott, you said, where is this mostly, Scott, the smoked boudin?
So the Best Stop is in Scott, Louisiana.
But you said where it's
in. So in, when, you know, the number, in my opinion, I'm pretty sure I'm positive. I didn't check the numbers, but I would think the number one gas station food in South Louisiana is boudin. I mean, you walk in a store and you see this link wrapped in foil, and you look at it and it's like, what is that? You know, but when you know what it is, they have seafood boudin, you know, crawfish boudin, shrimp boudin, pork boudin.
Yeah, but the one that we had at the little get together the other night was pork,
you
know, right?
They're probably the you know, there's a lot of
it's debatable, but
there's a lot of great boudin people out there, and this is probably one of the most well known. You know, and you can't go wrong.
And guys, here's the craziest fact of all with boudin, and it's so impressive to me. And this is what intrigues me about it is that there's literally one exit on I-10, town of 5,000 people that generates $2 billion dollars worth of revenue for that city, a 5,000 person city annually, because of the five or six nationally known boudin and meat stops in that area. So, I mean, it's just crazy to see how much that brings. And if you look at how much, you know, I don't know what the GDP of Louisiana is agriculturally, but...
Well, it's all from boudin.
It's all from boudin. But $2 billion with one little city is bananas, you know, and it's just crazy to see that. So, thank you for bringing it here. Oh, yeah. I don't know why I didn't think of that, but I know you got our back and got Louisiana's back. So thank you for bringing it here.
Well, you know, a lot of times when we show up somewhere, we make a splash. Sometimes we're loud. Sometimes we, you know, get a little carried away. But, you know, and every now and then I'll make an apology up front. And, you know, and with that, I bring gifts.
Tidings of great joy. Yeah.
Okay, but hold on a second. Let's slow down. Downshift here for a second.
Okay.
Has the Walk and Talk podcast, has Walk and Talk Media, good job, Bucky, has Walk and Talk podcast, Walk and Talk Media, have we become an ambassador for New Orleans?
Hey, Louisiana as a whole. Louisiana as a whole. I truly believe that we are the Creole and the Cajun ambassadors to the world.
Yeah.
And we proved it here on the world stage at the World Food Championship.
So what I'm saying is, so Billy, all of a sudden, I'm feeling some real kinship with... Thanks again, Buckster. We're going backwards. Now you're Bucky again. I was starting to get you to Jacob, but now you're back to Bucky.
I catch it, man.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like there's some real kinship going on, and I feel like there's a lot we can do, maybe.
The only
this.
Thing you're missing on that table is Sazerac.
Yeah, true story. Yeah.
So Billy Nungesner, he's our lieutenant governor. He's over Louisiana Seafood Board, tourism. I don't know what
he's recently reelected. Congratulations,
sir. Yeah, he's over a lot of stuff, but you know, and great guy. He's done a great job for Louisiana promoting it. I was in Washington, and you're walking down the street, and there's Billy Nungesner handing out king cakes. You know, during Mardi Gras,
DC Mardi Gras. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. So he started that, and I got to visit with him there. But you know, anytime I have a question, you know, I'll call him up. He's a great guy. His staff is great, and they, you know, through Louisiana Seafood, you know, like I said, they took care of our chefs.
Shout out to Samantha Carroll, who's one of the Louisiana queens of seafood. Yep, and
speaking of shout out, I just want to say, I have to say, Victor over at New Chef, you came through in the clutch, you know, and it wasn't just Victor; it was a whole bunch of people over at New Chef. Yeah, make sure that's on the screen.
Oh, it is.
They took care of us with...
Unfortunately, this is too, though.
Yeah, well, you know, we can't change that, man, you know? But, yeah, I mean, you are what you are, baby.
Yeah, I know.
We love
feel you.
But, yeah, I mean, they were really generous. They took care of us with shirts, with logos, and all that. They donated it for, you know, to Walk and Talk. And, you know, we've been bringing it up to two chefs and all that. This is such a whirlwind operation here, and it's like, you know, when we're putting out these podcasts, you know, there's so many things to touch on, and then you get in, you got to move out, get into somebody else in the seat and whatever, you kind of forget to talk about it, you know, on air. But we have been talking about it to chefs, and I just wanted to give a proper shout out to New Chef and to Victor and the team for doing that. We sincerely appreciate that.
I don't know if you guys know this. This event is going to be generating 35 episodes.
Wow.
That's why my voice sounds this way.
But, you know, here's the thing.
In a five-day period.
I mean, yeah, 5 days. But here's the thing. You know, in our normal workflow is... We do an episode. We're in a, like, right now it's quiet. It's not, you see how intimate this is and the depth and detail that you can get into, right? All we have to do is save, upload a couple of things on the description, and it gets, so within an hour, it's up after we produce it.
Yeah, Barbara behind you, or she looked at me today. She goes, how do I get on this podcast or like get to see it or hear it? And I'm like, Spotify. And I'm like, oh my God, he's already sent out the one from the Diversified Foods.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, that's so cool, because you even had the thumbnail or picture of
it. We don't mess around. But here's the thing, though. So we've been contending with the Megatron screens and the giant speakers and the whole thing.
The Megatron speakers and the little screens.
That's what I
mean, you said Megatron screens.
Well, it's a Megatron screen, but all the speakers.
Those speakers are from like
Hey, listen, this is my poetic painting of what this is, okay?
You're
the thick thumb.
You lose your voice from that.
You listen here. You're that thick thumb dude flipping with the spatula. You do that, and I'm doing this. Okay, I love you though. All right, here. All right.
So, just so you know, I've never watched a podcast. I'm not, you know, this will be my first one.
Hey,
you know,
no kidding. Is that right?
You have to tell me how to get to it. But you know, I'm I was so excited. Last week was the first time I got Uber on my phone. You know,
I still haven't
We're
done that.
We're making strides here, ladies and gentlemen.
I felt
the
bad.
World Food he Championship, which helps
I've
everyone
never done Uber in my life.
Discover technology. What?
I felt bad because, you know, my girlfriend, her brother was Ubering us around. I was like, I want to Uber. I want to, you know, contribute, but I didn't know how.
But wait, Scott, man, all I got to do is go 999-999, and I got a cab. I'm good. You know what I mean? Like, what would have been, you know, what's the problem here?
What's the cab? I didn't even know you can 999.
I think you still can. I mean, I still see, you know.
We're so antiquated.
I don't care.
Elevate your dining experience with Rack Porcelain USA. As the exclusive tableware brand for the Walk and Talk podcast, Rack combines exceptional craftsmanship with innovative design. Whether you're a chef, a restaurant owner, or a food enthusiast, Rack's high-quality porcelain products will enhance every meal. Discover the artistry of food presentation and make every dining occasion special. Visit rackporcelain.com today and see how Rack can transform your table.
I want to live where I came from.
I like I like simple.
Yeah. True. Tell us about how you were able to showcase Louisiana to the people of the Middle East, the Far East, and now they're kind of influenced by that. They, you know, I'll let you say it, but I'm so impressed by the fact that guys who were influenced by a gentleman by the name of Hatem from Dubai, and you got to experience all this time with him and show him real, true Louisiana culture, all those people were influenced by you planting that seed. Now they're here doing Southern barbecue, doing Southern things. It's particularly New Orleans things. You know, the chef that in the next round from Dubai, in Open Fire, and Carl and I had the privilege of judging that. These guys, I didn't know this, and I'm so impressed by it. It almost brought me to tears. He's like, you know, I stopped in New Orleans. I wish I knew you were from New Orleans. I wish you knew you would have been here, because I stopped in New Orleans. I bought all the spices from New Orleans. I made my own Bayou blend. I was like, well, you made, he's like, I called it Bayou blend. Then I found a voodoo priest to bless it for me, and now I'm into the last round. And I was like, this is so crazy. He could have flown into Dallas. He flew into New Orleans to make sure he could have that New Orleans experience, Louisiana experience, then come to Dallas 8-9 hours later on a drive, but all because of you planting that seed. And I'm so grateful for that. And the people of Louisiana, I know, are grateful for that as well. But can you tell us a little bit about that?
So we've done this Louisiana experience. We started doing it as a fundraiser for different charity events. And I have a little land in Louisiana, about 9,000 acres.
Just 9,000.
and so we do these little, you know, Louisiana experience. Anything you want to do in Louisiana, we have it. You know, alligators, ducks, deer. You know, we had a guy want to come shoot neutras. You know, I mean, if you want bird watch, I mean, we do it all. And the Department of Agriculture wanted me. They called me up and said, hey, could you bring us we have a guy we would like to do a Louisiana experience with. You know, how much would it cost? I said, I don't know. I mean, what all y'all want to do? I don't charge people for this. But, you know, I said, how about if I just pay my expenses? If you want me to roll out the red carpet, I'll roll out the red carpet. So when Hatem showed up, I mean, we had white shrimp boots. You know, it was the Louisiana Department of Agriculture. So I got all their foot sizes. And, you know, they showed up. They all had white shrimp boots. They had little seal beams. And we started from the get-go. I mean, it was Louisiana. You know, Hatem was driving an airboat, running crawfish traps, crab traps. Well, we were shooting, you know, those Asian fish jump up in the air. Mm-hmm. You know, we were shooting them like skeets. You know, I probably shouldn't say that. But the boat was sitting still. We weren't.
We're the sporting paradise. Sports was paradise. So it all applies.
We had a, you know, and I got special permission from Wildlife Fisheries to go catch alligators, you know, up to 6 foot with our hands. But we had to let them go. So, you know, fine. That was great. I didn't want to clean them anyway. So we.
Did you see his face when you said with your hands?
Yeah.
You. They were like, you're like, what?
He's bad. So, dude, I grew up in the Everglades, man. I wasn't that shocked by that.
Well, anyway, that was his first time.
I used to scuba dive with Daddy, my father, in the canal back behind the house that was connected to the main that went to the Glades, and we were 15 minutes from the Glades. We did all that.
Yeah. Well, then you need to come onto his property.
Yeah, let's get it done. Yeah. I want to watch it.
Okay, so but this is, you know.
And then bag of Nutra.
You know what? I probably would have to do it if we went and did it.
Beat a gate of a Nutra underwater.
Okay, so that's cool.
Yeah,
I would like
be
that.
A good podcast, yeah. I think. Yeah,
I think so.
Next.
I got the gear for that, too. Believe it or not. I'm already set. I got the gear for all that.
So Hotham was influenced by you bringing him out.
So he came down. We caught frogs, alligators. I mean, we went wild. You know, those oyster mushrooms that grow on the willow trees. I mean, we collected that. And we went back to the camp. We cooked it, you know, the crabs. We had shrimp. Frog legs, we mushrooms, we did all that, and then we had some friends of mine that played music. We kept them up till 4 a.m. But, you know, to back up, when he came to the United States, you know, he went to Texas first, the Wagyu cattle ranch. Then he went to, from there, he went to California, stayed at the Four Seasons and did some stuff on a little luau on the beach. And when he came to Louisiana, he got me. So, and we just got this camp, and we've been working on it. So it wasn't really... You know, it wasn't the Four Seasons, so when they came,
more like one season.
But the houseboat could sleep about 16 people.
Half a season.
So I told them, I said, look, y'all have the houseboat, me, my son, and the musician. And we had chefs there, and we're gonna stay in a punish camp up on the bank. And it, you know, from the outside, it looks real rough. And y'all have that, you know, master bedroom had a fireplace and a little jacuzzi tub. And Hatem came up to me and whispered, hey. Can I stay in a punish camp with y'all? I said, absolutely. So we had one bed left. It was the worst bed in the...
He was probably scared.
So a top bunk, you know, but he had the best time. And he didn't get much sleep. I tucked him in at 4 a.m, and they were waking him up at 8.
Ooh,
you know, we got another, you know...
This punish camp thing sounds like it's at my house. That's my house is punish camp. That's,
yeah. Let the beatings begin.
Let the beatings begin. Well, all right, so this particular conversation came up because you were talking about this budding relationship between y'all and what's going on over there and like Dubai and all of that, right? And yesterday we had Sharik and Ola, you know, were from Dubai. We had them on a program. We did a little bit of a podcast with them, and you know, it's really interesting that. There's this desire from that part of the world to kind of understand, you know, some elements of this part of the world. And obviously it always revolves around food because that's like the great connector, that fabric that we can all kind of, you know, weave together to understand each other better. So, you know, with that, I think there's some real opportunities. And by the way, let me just stop real quick. A moment ago, I was talking about editing and I was talking about how we do these podcasts. All those 35 episodes that you were talking about, I have to go in and I have to adjust all the audio and all the sounds so that you can hear the guests who were on while we were in the midst of so much action and competitions and the judging and these, you know, 70 billion watt, you know, speakers that are like behind us, like...
Yeah, that's what I was trying to get.
Right. I know. I didn't want to leave everybody hanging on that one. You know, at the end of the day, man, you know, those are going to start like slacking out over the next couple of weeks because that's going to take forever to put it together.
Sounds like a fun job.
Yeah, but what I am going to no, it's horrible. But what I am going to do, we had a few podcasts that we showed up here super early before all the music and everything came on. Those, including this one that you're on right now, Scott, we're going to put those out first.
Oh, I feel special.
You should feel special, you know, because these are. This is our actual normal podcast format, okay?
Yeah.
So the other ones are a kind of a revised or diluted version of what we normally do, right? So we gotta you know juice those up a little bit, trick them up a little bit. This is gonna be going out probably if I can get some Wi-Fi over here, I can get this out today. So. We are starting to get busy back here, and I want to make sure that we get out our little shout-outs and how we can find you and your product. And also, for you too, Poochie Pooch, Sean Pooch Rivera, food star. You know what I'm saying? I want to make sure everybody can find you. I mean, that's sincerely, you know.
Appreciate that.
Buddy made a face. I didn't, you know. He was like, this guy?
I mean,
he went like this. He goes, like that? I'm like, no. I'm only kidding. He didn't say that. All right. Scott.
Yeah.
How do we find you?
In the swamps.
In the swamps.
Yeah.
GPS, maybe.
When I get home, I'm jumping in the mud boat, and I'm heading out to the swamps.
Got to go get your feet dirty. I get it, man. I understand.
Breathing that good fresh air.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to have a gun and a fishing pole, but I don't plan on touching them. Maybe. I'm going to have an ice chest, and I'm going to wear it out.
I don't blame
My
you.
My goodness.
Ice cold water.
Mm-hmm. So tell us what the Instagram is for Dat Sauce.
I mean, if you go to Dat Sauce, you know, Instagram or... Like I said,
.com.
You know,
you
that's
get all the information on
Louisiana.com.
We can find it on the big world wide web at the www. No, I'm kidding.
DatSauce.com.
DatSauce.com. We'll go to Instagram, look up DAT Sauce, and you can find this fella right here and all his delicious products. Poochie Pooch.
At Foodie Patootie, Foodie Patootie on Instagram. And I want to take this opportunity to say thank you to all the chefs in Louisiana. I would not be here. Scott would not be here if it wasn't for you guys every day hustling and bustling to showcase our bounty of our state. Yes. You know, thank you to Louisiana Select. Thank you to Guidry's Catfish, Best Stop. Mm-hmm. Thank you to Dat Sauce most of all.
Say two gumbo. Gumbo in a
gumbo,
bag.
Say two gumbo.
In a
thank
bag.
You, Billy Nungesser, Louisiana Seafood Commission. All of you people Cajun who Coast. Allow us to showcase the bounty of Louisiana. We're privileged.
Wow. You know what? I appreciate all of you, all y'all, for being here and for us doing this.
And look, I want y'all to come down and do this y'all podcast on the bayou.
We can, too.
We'll go sit in one of those naked and afraid cabins.
Punish camp. Yeah. I want the punish camp. All right. Hey, everybody, thank you for listening. Tune into this, man. And make sure y'all share, because this, you know, it's a big deal.
Number one food podcast.
Yeah.
The number one food podcast.
Number one in the world.
And one in the galaxy.
We are out. Hey, and thanks, Pablo Vivas, for this badass song, man. I love you, dude. Let me tell you about my friends over at Citrus America and their amazing juicing equipment. They're revolutionizing the way you enjoy freshly squeezed juice. They're at the best hotels, restaurants, and markets. Their mission is simple. Develop a unique consumer experience with on-premise juicing, deliver healthy taste options to clientele, and juice more faster. It's that easy. Citrus America supplies the highest quality juicing equipment and solutions in the industry. So whether you're a small business owner or a large corporation, Citrus America has the right juicing equipment for you. Find out more at citrusamerica.com.
Get ready to innovate and organize your workspace with Metro. As the industry leader in storage and productivity solutions, Metro is here to transform and organize your kitchen. With their premium solutions, you'll experience the Metro difference. Metro's sturdy and versatile shelving units, workstations, holding cabinets, and utility carts are designed to streamline operations and maximize your productivity. Don't settle for imitators. Metro products last longer and offer unparalleled quality and durability. Plus, many customization options ensure that your workspace is tailored to your unique needs. Visit their website or contact them today to start designing your perfect space. Metro Shelving, your partner in organization and efficiency.
Let me tell you about my friends over at Citrus America and their amazing juicing equipment. They're revolutionizing the way you enjoy freshly squeezed juice. They're at the best hotels, restaurants, and markets. Their mission is simple. Develop a unique consumer experience with on-premise juicing, deliver healthy taste options to clientele, and juice more faster. It's that easy. Citrus America supplies the highest quality juicing equipment and solutions in the industry. So whether you're a small business owner or a large corporation, Citrus America has the right juicing equipment for you. Find out more at citrusamerica.com.